Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're here at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and we're going to talk about a book called How to Pray Effectively, Volume 1. The author is Chris Oyakhilome. He is a PhD, but Chris couldn't make it, so we're going to talk to the director of Love World Publications, the publisher of the book, Femisha Okoaka. Femisha, thank you for coming by.
Thank you, Les, for having us.
Now, people have been praying forever, Femisha, and I'm wondering, have they been doing it wrong all this time? I mean, why was the book written?
Okay, well, I'm glad that you asked, Les. The book was written to clarify, to bring some clarity and simplicity to the various types and forms of prayer. People, like you said rightly, people have been praying forever, but frequently you hear a lot of people say they have prayed, but God hasn't answered. And a lot of times it may be because the individual may not have been clear in what they were desiring, what were their motivations for why they were praying for what they were praying for, or why haven't they received answers. So the book was written to help individuals understand that you can pray and your prayers can be effective, effectively meaning that they will produce the desired results.
You know, people have been praying the same way for a long, long time. It's usually handed down family member to family member or pastor or preacher to congregation. What happens when you tell people maybe you can pray a little differently? How do they react?
Well, for the most part, well, because of the scenario that you put it in, like a pastor or a teacher, most individuals are seeking to know why they're not having answers to their prayers. So while you do face some people that, you know, may be affronted, that you are telling them they're not saying it the right way, or not particularly that they're saying it the right way, that there's something else that they could do, generally, people are very receptive to getting more understanding about what they can do to make sure that they are receiving results. People are motivated by the results that they want. And if you tell them, look, there's a better way to do this, you can do it A way, you can do it B way, but A is harder than B, and it's not as hard as you may think it is. So that's the purpose of the book, to let them know that it's not hard, it's not difficult, and you can get answers.
And obviously, you have to start with the premise that people need to pray.
Yes.
You believe that strongly, and so does the author, Chris.
Yes, yes. We do believe that people need to pray. I won't say we. The Bible, one of the oldest books, the most widely published book in the world, instructs, encourages, gives admonition for every person to pray. There's a reason why they do that. As you said, the premise surrounding the book, it is a book for the general population. I would not say that the book is geared particularly at Christians or just the religious community, because Jesus Christ was not sent just to the religious community. It was sent to the world. And as you have said, people have been praying forever. And what the book helps people to do is to understand their creator, understand the purposes of prayer, understand that for different situations, different things may apply. Let me give you an example. For instance, if you have a case, say a court case in a law, you can't just go and take, you know, a piece of paper, write down this is what my issues are, write down this is what my concerns are, and this is what I want, and hand it to a judge. It's not going to be accepted. Why? Because they have a rule, they have a format, and they'll tell you that, no, in order to submit this, this is the proper proceeding to do that. It's like that with prayer. And in different situations, you may need to do something different. And so it's given and it's written with that purpose in mind, to make it simple for every person that picks up the book to understand God, to understand prayer. And I believe that, and the author believes that, when you understand, it will be something that's easier for you to do.
Does the author, Chris, believe there is one specific way to pray, or are there different types of prayer?
No, there are different types of prayer. The book goes through the different types of prayer. It has over 11 chapters in it. Let me just give you an example, maybe of a few. There is the prayer of faith, meaning that the individual may have a specific desire, but faith is required in order to produce that result. There is the prayer of petition. The Bible goes through various instances of individuals that make petitions or pleadings, like, for instance, like a court proceeding, that I petition for this, or Lord, I want this, or Heavenly Father, I want this. And what do you do in order to get that? With that type of prayer, more persistency is involved. And sometimes people stop too soon, but they may not know that they need to press a little bit harder based on what they're asking for. I don't want it to sound like there's so many rules, and if you don't remember all the rules, you will not get the desired result. No, the Lord is very gracious and works with every person at their level of understanding.
What are you hoping the reader takes out of this most?
I'm hoping that the reader takes away, and the writer, Chris Oyakhilome, is written this book so that people have an understanding about prayer. Understand that to achieve different results, there are different things that you need to do. And also to have more enjoyment in their fellowship with their Heavenly Father.
And where can we find the book?
You can find the book on our website, www.loveworldpublishers.org. The book is also in the Google Play Store, available on every platform. It's in the iBook Store. It's on Amazon. It's on the Sony e-reader. You can get it everywhere. You can also call. If you go to www.loveworldpublishers.org, you'll see it right there. It's going to be smack dab in your face. You click it. You can order it online. There's a telephone number there, which you can always call as well.
Well, Femisha, thank you very much. She is Femisha Okoaka. She is the director of Love World Publications. The book is called How to Pray Effectively, Volume 1, and the author is Chris Oyakhilome.
Thank you so much, Les.